It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 30th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is gamut, spelled G-A-M-U-T. Gamut is a noun that means the whole series of recognized musical notes. It can also mean an entire range or series. Here's the word used in a sentence from Why Buildings Stand Up by Mario Salvadori. Possibly the most interesting man-made structural material is reinforced concrete. It is economical, available almost everywhere, fire-resistant, and can be designed to be lightweight to reduce the dead load or to have a whole gamut of strengths to satisfy structural needs. To get the lowdown on the word gamut, we have to dive to the bottom of a musical scale to which the 11th century musician and monk Guido of Arezzo applied his particular system of psalmization, that is, of using syllables to denote the tones of a musical scale. Guido called the first line of his bass staff gamma, and the first note in his scale ut, which meant that gamma ut was the term for a note written on the first staff line. In time, gamma ut underwent a shortening to gamut and climbed the scale of meaning. It expanded to cover all the notes of Guido's scale, and then to cover all the notes in the range of an instrument, and eventually to cover an entire range of any sort. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.